சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 468. நிர்குணம் நிஷ்கலம் சூக்ஷ்மம் நிர்விகல்பம் நிரஞ்சனம் ஏகமேவாத்வயம் பிரம்ம நேக நானாஸ்தி கிஞ்சன. So Shankaracharya, he talked about the prarabdha karma with respect to a jnani, and from one angle we said jnani has prarabdham, and from another angle we said jnani does not have prarabdham, depending upon whether we focus on the ahankara aspect of jnani or the sakshi aspect of jnani. And we use the words ahankara pradana jnani and sakshi pradana jnani. Of course, a doubt may come here. I'm just only on the aside topic. How can one say ahankara pradana jnani? Because jnani is one who has wound up the sakshi, and ahankara is prarabdham for ajnani only. How can one say ahankara pradana jnani? It seems to be a contradiction. Of course, this word is not used actually in the Shastra, Swamiji uses it. We have used it only to convey a particular idea. That is, when we say ahankara pradana jnani, what we really mean is, even after gaining knowledge, a person continues to judge himself from the standpoint of ahankara. Ahankara based self-judgment, that continues. He is still very particular about or very obsessed with ahankara refinement, how to refine ahankara every time. Even though he knows that ahankara is mithya, and he still uses the word. He uses the word mithya verbally, all right, but still the obsession and emphasis continues to be given to ahankara. And there is a self-judgment based on ahankara, and even the jivan mukti is measured based on ahankara. While the teaching is what? I am Nitya Mukta Ananda Swarupaha is the teaching, and there is no gradation in Mukti at all. So instead of owning up the Nitya Mukta Swarupam of Sakshi, he continues to measure the Jivan Mukta, the Jivan Mukti in terms of the Ahankara's interaction with the world. How the Ahankara acts in the world, and how the Ahankara receives the experience in the world. And based on Ahankara's transactions in the world, he continues to measure Jivan Mukti. That I am not totally Muktaha yet. So some more improvement is required for Mukti. So all these are from the Ahankara angle. Not only there is a self-judgment, there is also another new type of Vedantic Samsara. They call it Vedantic Samsara based on the judgment of Ahankara. Previously, I was complaining and worry at all this, you know, about the world. Now I am complaining about myself based on the Ahankara's performance. Therefore, complaint and worry, they continue. Previously, I said the world is not okay, but now I say I am not okay. Somebody or the other is not okay. So samsara continues. Therefore, for the Ahankara Pradana Jnani, the self-judgment and the struggle and the problems, they still continue. And to explain that problem, one has to introduce prarabdha karma also. Whereas for a sakshi pradana jnani, he never judges himself based on ahankara performance. He says, I am nitya muktaha, period. And I am not obsessed with ahankara, because when I see the whole world as mithya, how can ahankara alone be satyam? It is also mithya. In fact, everyone initially becomes an ahankara pradana jnani only, and gradually only a person shifts to from ahankara pradana to sakshi pradana. Therefore, Shankaracharya, he concluded by saying, a sakshi pradana jnani never talks about samshaya, viparyaya, all those things, because even viparita bhavana, that belongs to anatma only. And I am ever free from anatma. Therefore, he talked about the vision ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఎ సాక్షి ప్రధాన జ్ఞాని ఫ్రమ్ శ్లోక 464. హీ సేస్ నేహ నానాస్తి కించన, దర్ ఇస్ నో త్రిపుటి అట్ ఆల్. దర్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ ఇంప్రూవింగ్ అహంకార. ఐ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ద వెరీ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార. వై షుడ్ ఐ బి అబ్సెస్డ్ విత్ ది రిమూవల్ ఆఫ్ ది విపరీత భావన ఆఫ్ అహంకార? బికాస్ ద వెరీ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార ఐ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్. ఐ డోంట్ అక్సెప్ట్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. దర్ ఇస్ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ రిమూవింగ్ ద ఓల్డ్ హ్యాబిట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మైండ్. In fact, his very vision is totally different. And therefore, in the few slokas where the second line is repeated, Shankaracharya said, Ekameva dvayam brahma neha nanasti kinchana. Initially, we say Vedanta is for improving transactions. Later, we say in Vedanta jnanam, transactions themselves are negated. So, there is a drastic difference from improving the transactions and negating transactions. And the height of Vedanta is what? Height of Vedanta is negation of transactions from his vision, this jnani's vision. So, transactions will continue, but in his vision, they are as good as non-existent. Then what is existence? That is what we have been seeing from shloka 464 to 467, which we saw in the last webinar. And now in this shloka 468, most of the words actually they are already known to us. Nirgunam, nirgunam means without any attributes, and nishkalam, without any parts like organs, legs and all that thing. So nir avayavayam is ityartha. And sukshmam, sukshmam means the subtlest, it is not available for objectification. More grass it is, it will be more perceptible now and knowable. As things go subtler and subtler, it becomes difficult to know. Brahman is sukshmatamam, superlative, because it is never knowable. Because ever it is the knower principle. It is the self-evident knower, never an object of knowledge. Just as the eyes are self-evident perceivers, but the eyes are never perceived by me. I don't have a doubt regarding the existence of my own eyes, but I cannot see my eye. Then nirvikalpam. Nirvikalpam means divisionless. Division in the form of knower, known, unknowing. Seer, seen, unseeing. Hearer, heard, and hearing. This triputi rahitam. So it doesn't have any of this triputi at all. And niranjanam, without any blot, it doesn't have even the impurity called maya or avidya. Even though we have been talking about maya and avidya in Brahman, but in spite of maya and avidya, Brahman is blotless. Because maya and avidya, they belong to what? They belong to vyavaharika satyam. Whereas Brahman is paramarthikam. The impurity of a lower order of reality can never affect a higher order of reality. So Brahman is ever free from maya and avidya. So it is niranjanam. It is ever pure. Ekameva dvayam brahma neha nanasti kinchana. That we already explained it in the last webinar. Shloka 469. Anirupya swarupam yate మనోవాచామగోచరం ఏకమేవాద్వయం బ్రహ్మ నేహనానాస్తి కించన. అనిరూప్య స్వరూపం, ఇట్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ వన్ వర్డ్, దర్ షుడ్ బి నో గ్యాప్ అట్ ఆల్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్, వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్. ఇట్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఇన్ఎక్స్ప్లికబుల్ నేచర్. వై? బికాస్ మనోవాచం అగోచరం. టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సంథింగ్, first what we should do, first it should become an object of my mind, and then the mind experiences that object, and whatever I experience, I try to communicate through words. Since Brahman is neither an object of mind nor an object of the organ of speech, actually in scriptures so nicely said, natatra chakshur gachati na vak gachati no manaha, where the eyes, the vak, mind, they all fail. ఆరు తైత్రి ఉపనిషత్ యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్ర ఆప్య మనసా సహ వెదర్ ఆల్ ది వర్డ్స్ అండ్ మైండ్ దే కెనాట్ ఈవెన్ డిస్క్రైబ్ దాట్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ వన్ కెనాట్ టాక్ అబౌట్ దాట్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ డెఫినిషన్స్ వీ గివ్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఆర్ ఓన్లీ వ్యావహారిక డెఫినిషన్స్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ వ్యావహారిక ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఈవెన్ ద వర్డ్ నిత్యం we can say only from the standpoint of an anitya prapancha. We can use the word consciousness from the standpoint of matter only. Once you have negated matter, even the word consciousness I cannot give. It is consciousness, it is chaitanyam, but I cannot use the word consciousness. Because that word is meaningful only when you know what is matter. Therefore, we cannot say sat also. As it is said, na sattan na asat uchyate, na sat tat na asat uchyate. We cannot say chit also, or chit or achit. That is why Sadashiva Brahmendra, he wrote a beautiful song, Kim vachaniyam, kim avachaniyam, kim pataniyam, kim apataniyam. What can I do then? I can only observe maunam. I should not go to define what that jnanam, jnani is. Therefore, it is anirupya swarupam. Because it is manovacha magocha. Manaha, manaha means mind. Vak is the organ of speech. And agocharam means it is inaccessible. Ekameva dvayam brahma neha nanasti kinchana. Continuing, shloka 417. Satsamriddham swatasiddham. శుద్ధం బుద్ధమనీదృశం ఏకమేవాద్వయం బ్రహ్మ నేహనా నాస్తి కించన. ది సెకండ్ లైన్ ఇస్ రిపిటిషన్ అగైన్ యాజ్ వి సెడ్ ఎర్లియర్ దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బ్రహ్మన్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ అనదర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ మ్యాటర్ యాజ్ ద సెకండ్ ఎంటిటీ బికాస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈస్ ఆఫ్ అ లోవర్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ రియాలిటీ. And therefore, I can never emphasize its existence. And therefore, sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, beta, rahitam, brahmaiva asti. This we have already seen, sajatiya, vijatiya, and swagata, bedaha. Neha nana asti kinchana. Nana means dvaitam or plurality that is not there at all. And we have to remember always, when we say there is no dvaitam at all, he does not mean, jnani does not perceive dvaitam. Very careful. It will continue. But what he negates is a dvaitam which enjoys the same order of reality as I enjoy. I mean the jnani. So, samana sattaka dvaitam is negated. Exactly like what? We don't deny the perception of dream. But we don't accept a dream has to be counted along with me. Similarly, jnani will perceive dvaitam. Jnani will interact with dvaitam. Pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, as Gita said. Everything will happen as it was before. But he is not obsessed with that dvaitam. Because it is as good as non-existent. Therefore, neham nanasti kinchana. That means there is no factual existence. Now, the first line described the nature of Brahman, which is sat samriddham. Sat samriddham, two words it is. Sat means pure existence only. Existence, it is not an adjective. As a noun it is, not an adjective. Normally, we do not know existence as an independent entity at all. We know existence only along with an object only. For example, an existent table, an existent computer. Table is a noun and existence as an adjective. That's how we know. Exactly like consciousness. We know consciousness only as an adjective of the body, conscious body. Similarly, we take existence also as an adjective of matter. But Brahman is existence as noun itself. Sat. And samriddham. Samriddham literally means rich. And here, richness means what? Richness means purnatvam. It's not lacking anything. Brahman is so rich that it doesn't lack anything at all. So, samriddham. Purnam Brahma. Then Swatasiddham, it is self-evident as Aham. It does not require any pramanam at all to prove its existence. Swayam Prakasham. Then it is Shuddham. Shuddha means it is ever pure. All the known impurities beginning from the Ajnanam onwards, then Ahankara, then Raga Dvesha, then Punya Papa Karmas, then Sukham, Dukham, all those things. All these impurities, they enjoy only Vyavaharika Satyam. We should remember, even ignorance cannot pollute Atma, because ignorance is Vyavaharika Satyam. Atma or Chaitanyam is Paramarthika Satyam. If ignorance is Paramarthika Satyam, then what will happen? Just as Paramarthika Satyam Atma, it cannot be removed or eliminated, ignorance also will not be eliminated, will be as eternal as Brahman. And therefore we should remember, Ajnanam is of a lower order of reality, Ajnanam or ignorance. It cannot pollute Chaitanyam when it exists. It cannot pollute Chaitanyam after its negation also. So this is the beauty. Ajnanam cannot pollute Atma even in an ignorant person, because Atma is Paramarthikam and Ajnanam is Vyavaharikam. An impurity of lower order cannot pollute a thing of higher order. If in an Ajnani itself, Ajnanam cannot pollute Atma, then what to talk of Ajnani? There is no question at all. Therefore, it is Shuddham. Ajnana kale api Shuddham, jnana kale api Shuddham. Samsara kale api Shuddham, moksha kale api Shuddham. Then Buddham. Buddham means Chaitanya Swarupam, of the nature of consciousness. And Anidrisham, without any comparison, it is incomparable, matchless, nirupamam, upamana rahitam, anupama, it is. There is nothing which can be compared to Atma or Brahman. And that Brahman alone is there. That Brahman, I am. Neha nanasti kinchana. Now Shankaracharya, he concludes this Jivan Mukti discussion with the next shloka. Let us read. Shloka 471. Nirastha raga vinirastha bhogaha Shanta sudhanta yatayo mahantaha Vijnayatatvam parametadante Prapta param nirvriti matma yogat. Until now, the jnana palam of Jivan Mukti, that was discussed. Now Shankaracharya, he says, what will happen to this Jivan Mukta after the at the time of death? Jivan Mukta will continue to exist as long as the prarabdha karma continues. From what angle? From ahankara drishti. From sakshi drishti, Jivan Mukta is going to eternally exist. But since we generally look at the Jivan Mukta from the ahankara angle only, since we look at him, we have to accept what? Prarabdha. Because jnanam cannot destroy prarabdha karma. Therefore, Jivan Mukta's ahankara, of course, which will get refined more and more, but there is no perfect ahankara in the world. We have to understand, these are all, even though many of these things may be known to us, we don't look at them obviously. No perfect ahankara in the world at all. And so he can go on improving. And this ahankara will survive and interact. And because of prarabdha karma, it can go to a ripe old age also. And there may or may not be diseases. There will be suffering or no suffering. Treatment or no treatment. All these, they depend upon the Jivan Mukta is ahankaras. Jivan Mukta ahankaras prarabdha. And then when the prarabdha karma is over, the ahankara cannot survive, because ahankara's survival is purely because of the karma oil. The flame of ahankara will burn as long as the oil of karma, that is prarabdha karma, is there. Now at the end of prarabdha karma, the entire oil is gone, the fuel is gone. Sanchita karma is destroyed long before. This we have already seen.
Agami karma is never acquired by a jnani. Only the prarabdha karma, that limited oil that alone was there. Fresh oil supply is not there also because he is not gaining any more agami. It was running on reserve oil, like a reserve battery in a car. And when prarabdha ends, what happens? All the three shariras will disappear. He is a jnani, not for an ajnani. For the karna shariram is gone because karna shariram is made up of what? Avidya and sanchita karma, both are gone. And the karna shariram merges into maya or ishvara. In the case of a jnani, karna shariram is also gone. And sukshma shariram and sthula shariram, they are sustained by prarabdha karma. And from prarabdha is gone, sukshma sharira merges to the samashti or hiranyagarbha. These terms all should be familiar to you because Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, Virat, all those things we have described in detail when we did this Tattva Bodha lectures. So just for definitions or any of the further explanation, please go to the Tattva Bodha lectures. The recordings are already there on the site. And the Sthula Shariram, of course, it merges into Virat or the Samashti Sthula Prapancha. Virat means the total sthula prapancha, the gross universe. So all the three shariras, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, karana shariram, all are gone. And therefore, a jnani's death is called parantakalam. There is a separate term for it, parantakalam. That is for jnani's death alone. Only is jnani's death, all the shariras go away. In an ajnani's death, only the sthula shariram alone goes, it is burnt. The sukshma shariram and karana shariram, they continue, they travel also. They travel for what? In search of another body, another tenement, so that they can enjoy or suffer the karmas. Here, there is no question of travel at all in this particular case. And at this time of parantakala, what happens? Here Shankaracharya says, at the time of Parantakala, Jivan Mukta attains Videha Mukti. That is most important. He attains Videha Mukti. Which means what? Sharira Trayam is gone. What is the Sharira Trayam? The Sthula Sukshma Karana Shariram is gone. And what happens to Ahankara? Ahankara also is gone. If Ahankara and Sharira Trayam, if they are gone, then does it mean that Jivan Mukta is totally destroyed? No. Even though Ahankara and Sharira Traya are gone, there is one thing of Jivan Mukta which remains, which we normally forget. And what is that? It is the Chaitanyam. And that Chaitanyam continues to exist as Brahman. No more encased within this body. That Chaitanyam, it is not encased in this body anymore. And so that particular name is also not there. He gets the new name Videha Muktaha. There is no body. Someone may have actually, people, when people hear this, they may get a lot of doubts. Will Videha Mukta come and bless his disciples later? Because, you know, he is ever present. He has no body. Will he give darshanam to his people in that particular form? Can Adi Shankaracharya come and bless me? In dream, can he come and bless me, etc.? So people can have all kinds of doubts. Some people even claim that they are all helped by those jnanis. They are all confusions, as Swamiji says. Remember, after a jnani's death, they never have an individuality to separately come and bless the disciple. They lose that, no more individuality to them at all. After Videha Mukti, there is only what? Ishvara. There is no Adi Shankaracharya, there is no Ramana, there is no Ramakrishna, none of them. Whoever is gone, there is no individuality. Whoever has become a jnani, there is no individuality. And if at all a bhakta gets the darshanam of Shankaracharya or someone, it is not the Shankaracharya who comes. The Lord, Ishvara, can give darshanam to the devotee in the form of the form that he worships. If Bhagavan can give darshanam as Rama or Krishna, why can't he give darshanam as Adi Shankara or any other jnani also? He can give. that jnani can never give darshanam because that jnani is not there as an individual to bless the devotee. These are all some common doubts. That's why we thought it's better to explain all this. And at Parantakala, there is no more jnani. He is one with Brahman. And called Videha Muktaha, which means freedom from Punarjanma. Videha Mukta means a person who is free from Punarjanma, he doesn't have a need to take another body. Punarjanma Rahityam Videha Muktihi. So, the Jivan Mukti, it culminates in Videha Mukti. And that is what is described in the shloka. And how does he come to this Videha Mukti? It is not an easily accomplished goal. We have to, because even though we said it quickly as two words, it is not an easily accomplished goal. He has made a very, very long journey to attain this Videha Mukti. And the entire journey is presented in a nutshell in this shloka. Where did the journey start? Nirastha Ragaha. Even the longest journey, it starts with the smallest step only. And what is the first step? Nirastha Ragaha. Reducing Raga and Dvesha. Raga here refers to both Raga and Dvesha. Neutralizing the Raga and Dvesha by the practice of what? Raga Dvesha neutralization happens by the practice of Karma Yoga. Raga indicates Raga and Dvesha. There are two types of Raga Dveshas. One is the illegitimate Raga Dvesha. Swamiji uses some of these words. Another is immoral. Then illegitimate ragadvesha, or we can call it immoral ragadveshas, they are removed or eliminated. And legitimate ragadveshas, which are not immoral, for example, you know, I like a particular dish. As a South Indian, I like idli, dosa and all. Or I may not like some North Indian dish. Or some North Indian may like, you know, chapatis and he may not like idli, dosa and rada and all that. They are not papam. By not liking any one of the dishes, it's not a papam. They are called what? They are legitimate ragadveshas. And they are not neutralized by reducing them to non-binding ragadveshas. If they are fulfilled, fine. If not, also fine. That is called handling or management of ragadvesha through karma yoga. And religious life is the first stage. So karma yoga and religious life, they reduce. They help you in handling and managing this kind of ragadveshas. Then, vinirastha bhogaha. Actually, removing the obsession of artha kamas in life. Of the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama and moksha, gradually importance is given to dharma and moksha. Importance of artha and kama, that is reduced. We generally begin our life emphasizing artha and kama only. That is money and entertainment. We want to enjoy, we want to earn, we want to enjoy. And vinirastha bhogaha, that means gradual withdrawal from those desires. And then sudhantaha, the management of sense organs. They develop sense control. That is the next stage. So dhamaha or dhamma yuktaha. Sense control. And thereafter, sushantaha, mind control. When we say control, it is not suppression. We have to be careful again. Control does not mean suppression. Control means directing the reactions, directing the mind. In short, it is sadhana chaturtaya sampatti. Mind control, sense control and all that. They acquire all these, which is a very, very big initial project. People may have to spend, maybe even some people, it may be several janmas also. And then yatayaha. Yatayaha means yati. Yati means a sannyasi. Actually, the sannyasi, that means taking to the fourth ashrama. That is brahmacharya ashrama, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama and sannyasa ashrama. Sannyasi means taking to the fourth ashrama. Internal, this is external sannyasi. And internal sannyasi means developing detachment. Being in grahastha ashrama, brahmacharya ashrama, whatever may be the ashrama, still developing detachment, that is called internal sannyasa. So, the mental preparedness to lose anything in life, The preparation is looking at every loss as handing over God's property back to Him. Whatever is lost, one should assume that whatever belongs to God is given back to Him. You redefine loss as returning Lord's property. It is not lost to me at all. I used Lord's property for some time and returned back to Him. Tanu manu dhanu sab kuch hai tera. Tera tujhko arpan. In the Aarti song, they sing all this. What is yours? I have been using all these days. Now I am handing them back to you. That's what you say. So this preparedness, this is called sannyasa mind. He doesn't have to be externally a sannyasi. This preparedness is called the sannyasa mind. The greatest advantage is what in this? Anxiety is gone. And an anxiety-free or stress-free mind alone can apply itself in Vedanta. And yati means a stress-free mind, a relaxed mind, which has got the whole life in front to pursue Vedanta, as it does not have any other commitment or priority at all. Such a person is called an yatihi. This is the next stage. And mahantaha, such qualified people, such great people, they continue the journey. Acquiring all these qualifications make him fit for Vedanta. Up to this is Karma Yoga and Upasana. He becomes an eligible person for Vedanta. Then they go to Param Tattvam Etat Vijnaya. Having become mental sannyasis, commitment, they committing themselves totally to Vedanta. That means what? Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. They do all these and they all gain the knowledge through all this. Vijnaya. What did they know? Tattvam. They knew Tattvam. Tattva means the ultimate truth of the world, which is neither the Pratibhasika Swapnam is the Tattvam, nor the Vyavaharika Jagrat Prapancha is the Tattvam. Neither the universe, nor the Swapna dream world, none of them are Tattvams. Both are equally Mithya. We can easily understand dream as Mithya. But how we can understand this prapancham, this entire universe as mithya? The waking world is not any better than the swapna prapancha, the dream world. It is only another channel, as Swamiji says, another channel of swapna prapancha. One is maybe J channel, Jagrat prapancha channel, the waking world. And another is the S channel or the Swapna Prapancha channel. You can change between these two channels in your TV. Both are mithya. Then what is Satyam? Brahma Aham Paramarthika Chaitanyam. That alone is Satyam. So Param. Param means Paramarthika Chaitanyam. And where is that? Yetat. Not anywhere else. The Paramarthika Satyam, which means I, the closest consciousness, is the ultimate tattvam, that is the ultimate truth, vijnaya. So they come to know through shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam and enjoyed their jivan mukta swarupam. Even though initially they were obsessed with ahankara's performance as ahankara pradana jnanis, after refining ahankara to some extent, I will know that even obsession with ahankara is a form of samsara only. Therefore, I drop that obsession also. In fact, when I drop that obsession, what happens with ahankara? When I drop that obsession, ahankara improves. Often, you know, health, we said it in the last webinar also. The health improves if you are not too much worried about the health. So, they call it some megalomania or something. All the time worried about and diseases and the health only. These people, they also do one thing. They read a lot of medical books, journals and all that. By reading the symptoms of various diseases, he feels that he has all the diseases himself. Actually, I had a friend whose son went to medical school. And whatever disease and all he started to learn in the school, he thought he will get any of them. And go to the extent of self-medication also. And similarly, this ahankara megalomania, that is dropped. and ahankara improves, and therefore he enjoys jivan mukti without obsession of even ahankara. And having enjoyed that until prarabdham is over, at the end of prarabdha, they die. They all, within quotation marks, there's no death at all for them, they die. The ahankara part of them dies. And what happens to them? Ahankara part only dies. Param nirvritim praptaha. Para nirvriti means what? Videha mukti. The absolute moksha. Called videha mukti. Which is otherwise called punajarma abhavaha. Because there is no other birth again. Because of what? Atma yogat. Atma jnanat. Yoga here means jnana. Because of the power of knowledge, they get jivan mukti as well as videha mukti. And that means what? Jnanam alone is jivan mukti. Jnanam alone gives videha mukti also. With this, the jivan mukti topic, that is the jnana palam topic, is over. Jivan mukti is what? Is because that's a palam of jnanam, which started from shloka 418, if you remember, long ago, 418 to 471. It is elaborately dealt with by Adi Shankaracharya with the jnana palam or jivan mukti. And up to this is guru's upadesha. Now the guru is advising the disciple, you also follow the same path. This is what jnanis have done, and this you also follow. That's what he is going to advise the student. Shloka 472. Bhavanapidam paratattvamatmanaha swarupamanandaganam vicharyam vidhuya moham swamanaprakalpitam muktakritartho bhavatu prabuddhaha. So with the previous shloka, the teaching part is over. Because he had talked about jnanam, he talked about jnana palam, he talked about jivan mukti, videha mukti, all those. So after gaining videha mukti, there is nothing more to teach. So the guru gives a personal advice to the sishya, that is a guru upadesha, shloka 472 to 478. He says here, bhavan api idam vicharyaha. There is anvicharya. So, bhavan api. There is another reading also, which Swamiji feels is a better reading. Instead of vicharya, it is nichaya. So, jnanam prapya. You also know this atma in keeping with my teaching. Clear knowledge or conviction that is identified, indicated by the word nichaya. So, nichayati means nischaya jnanam prapnoti. Like whom? Like the people described in the previous shloka. Who are those people? Shantaha, Sudantaha, Yatayaha, Mahantaha. So you also gain knowledge like all those people described in the previous shloka. And what knowledge? Atmanaha paratattvam. Your own higher nature. Instead of remaining in your lower ahankara nature, you raise yourself to your sakshi swarupam, which is nothing but shifting the identification. So, atmanaha paratattvam, swarupam. So, atmanaha, that should go with actually swarupam. Atmanaha, swarupam, which is paratattvam, your own nature. Paratattvam is your own nature, which is the ultimate substance. And what is that nature? Ananda ghanam, which is nothing but unalloyed ananda or purnatvam, nichaya. May you ascertain through what? Through shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. And thus, prabuddhaha bhava. May you become an enlightened person. Buddhaha, prabuddhaha. A woken up person who doesn't continue in the jagrat dream. No more that dream. Jagrat dream it is. In the dream called jagrat prapancha. The waking world is called a dream. May you wake up from that. And remember, all the relationship that we talk about are from mithya prapancha angle only. So, vishvam pashyati karya karanataya swaswami sambandataha sishya acharyataya tataiva Pitruputradi Atmana Bhedataha. In Dakshinamurti Stotram Acharya said, husband, wife, children, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, property, job, all these are only a big dream. May you woke up to that fact. So Prabuddha, Prabuddha Bhava. And how to know whether you have woken up or not? Because many times we get all these doubts. It is determined by the amount of obsession you have for the dream. If your obsession with the dream continues, it means you have not woken up yet. Similarly, your obsession with the surroundings continue, then waking up is incomplete. Then what to do? Nothing else to do except to study Vedanta again. There is no other alternative. Therefore, Prabuddha san moham viduya. All relationships, they are all moham only. Because Atma does not have relationship with anyone. In Nirvana Shatkam Acharya said, Namrityu Shanka, Name Jadi Betaha, Pita Naiva Me Naiva Mata Na Janma, Na Bandur, Na Mitram, Guru Naiva Sishyaha, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham. Therefore, all relationships, they are all only moha, viduya. But important thing is what? You need not tell this to your relatives, friends or to the world. You don't have to tell any of these things to them. Actually, Swamiji said, there was one person, he's a student only, who told his wife in Swamiji's presence. He tells his wife, when you die, I won't cry. Is there any need to tell this? He wants to claim that he is a jnani. Therefore, vyavahara for others require relationships. When they are not there, you may tell, I miss you. When will you come back? All that you can tell them. But remember, all these are role play. If that is not the vision, what will happen? Samsara will continue. So, viduya moham. Reduce the whole life to a role play, a drama. So, manakalpitam. Because all these relations and duality are manakalpitam, caused by your own mental identification. For instance, elevating the rope snake to the reality is whose contribution? Is my contribution. Same way, elevating the dream into reality is also my contribution. Similarly, elevating the vyavaharika prapancha to paramarthika status is also my contribution only. Therefore, destroy that. It is moham. It is delusion. So, manakalpitam moham viduya. May you wipe out. Viduya means wipe out. It is a choice, one's choice. Again, Vedanta never enforces anything on anyone. If you refuse to do that, then be prepared to suffer. If you say, I won't eliminate also, I don't want to suffer also, it is like what? Actually, either you should eliminate and then enjoy. Or you cannot say, I won't eliminate, but I also want to enjoy. It doesn't work. That's Swamiji, he tells a story, in Malayalam. He tells a story. There was one king who was very happy with one person. So he asked him, whatever you wish, I'll give you. Then this person told the king, I want to ride on your elephant. Then the king said, okay, I will let you drive on my elephant for one day. Then he said, you have to keep the ambari on top of the elephant. Ambari means all the paraphernalia, the king, when the king goes on a procession, that's all kept on the elephant. So decorations and all that. So he said, okay, fine, I will let you have that also. And seated on that elephant, he should be taken through the most crowded street in the town, the main Pradhana Vidi. He should be taken there. King said, fine, that also is fine. But he said, when I go on the elephant, on the ambari, into the most crowded street, nobody should see me. How is it possible? Similarly, if you say I want to have all relationships also, at the same time, I should not have any relationship caused problems also, it is impossible. Either have both or reject both. So, sambandha, sangha and dukkham, they go together. Accept sangha and dukkham or reject both. You have a choice. You can never say, I want sangha, that is association or relationship, and dukkham, Sangha, I accept Sangha and I want to reject Dukkham, it never can happen. You have a choice. You can never say, I want Sangha and no Dukkham. Even the omnipotent Lord cannot help such a person. Therefore, Moha means Sangha only, association. So, Sangha Moham Viduya Muktaha Bhava. May you become free. That's why Acharya sang, Asangoham, Asangoham. It is not for mere chanting Asangoham. It is for seeing the meaning, Asangaha Aham. It is to see the meaning and then behave as that. So, I am Asangaha. That means Muktaha, be free. And Kritartho Bhavatu, may you be Kritartaha. May you be absolutely satisfied with yourself. May you be self-sufficient. May you be Purnatvam. May you enjoy. Shloka 473. Samadhina sadhu vinischalatmana pasyatma tattvam sputabodha chakshusha nissamshayam samyak avekshitas chet Shruta padartho na punarvikalpyate. Here the Guru, he says, O disciple, you do not require Shravanam and Mananam as sadhanas because already I have taught you Vedanta. If at all you have a problem, it is not because of Shravanam Mananam. It has to be only the lack of assimilation of the teaching. So may you spend time in dwelling on the teaching. In fact, in every transaction, you invoke one relationship or the other. Whatever transaction we do, it is not just the human relation alone. It includes pets, possessions. There are, it seems, some people who cry more when a pet dies than even some people die. So Swami Sambandataha. So I am the owner of this property, possession, all that. So, when we say Sangha, it includes all of them. So, every transaction that reinforces the Sangha, association, relationship. Therefore, it has to be neutralized by invoking the Asanga Swarupam. In fact, the more the transaction is, the more Nididhyasanam should be. Therefore, he says, Samadhina. Samadhina means by the practice of Samadhi. We talked about Samadhi Abhyasa earlier very elaborately. So by Samadhi Abhyasa or Nididhyasana Abhyasa, in which Vinischala Atmana, the mind is quiet, no chalam at all, leisurely mind, withdrawn from all transactions. Here Atma means the mind, it is not the Sachidananda Atma, it is the mind Antakaranam. So Vinischalam, calm. Not with the fixed time, worrying about the next engagement, looking at the watch, you know, by as I told many times, 9:20, 25, the lecture comes, even if I go by one more minute, I will see immediately a lot of people logging off. So, without any such engagement, this thing at all, not being that time conscious, for a Nididhyasaka. So, Atma here doesn't mean the Satchidananda Atma. So, this is called Vinischala Atma Samadhina. Sputa bodha chakshusha, in that mind, without any, you know, in the nischala atma, in that mind, bring in the teaching with the eye of clear understanding, sputa bodha, clear understanding or recollection of the teaching gained during shravanam and mananam, through the eye of wisdom, clear understanding, sputa bodha chakshusha, chakshusha means eyes, atma tattvam pashya, may you dwell on, may you see, means may you dwell on your own higher nature. May you see your own higher nature, Atma Tattvam, which is ever, you know, which has no more duties to be completed at all. That mind is free, which has no more relationship. Every relationship brings in a bunch of duties. Any relationship with a lot of duties. I have miles and miles to go. It seems Nehru said it somewhere. I have miles and miles to go. Maybe he took it from somebody else. I have to finish this and that. Whether I will even survive till then. All those worries. All these are all what? Ahankara's incomplete journey or duty. So without relationship, without any duties and the consequent tension, relax and see who you are. anisamshayam samyak avekshitaha chet. If you dwell upon the teaching convincingly, with conviction, even if there is the slightest doubt, meditation cannot work. It should be absolutely doubt-free. Then we have to switch from meditation, nididhyasanam, to mananam, to remove even the smallest iota of doubt one can have. Meditation is never meant to clear the doubt. Should be careful. Shravanam is meant to gain knowledge. Mananam is to remove all the doubts and make that knowledge a firm knowledge. And nididhyasanam is to assimilate that knowledge. So, nididhyasanam or meditation, it is not meant to clear the doubts. Doubt can be cleared only by mananam. Ask yourself why you don't accept the teaching. The intellect can raise any number of questions, and they should be all answered by what? Again, by thinking only. And that is why we have got Manana Grantha. There are separate group of texts called Manana Granthas, which are specially meant to answer all the logical questions. Therefore, doubts are born out of wrong logical thinking. Doubts are removed by right logical thinking. It is an intellectual exercise. Therefore, nishamshayam avekshitaha chet. May you see this fact very clearly, without any doubts regarding its validity. And fundamental doubt may be, why should I accept Vedanta? This also we said earlier. The fundamental doubt a person can have is what? Why should I at all accept Vedanta? Even for that, we should be able to answer. So, pramana samshayaha, prameya samshayaha. We have doubts themselves categorized. Actually, in those granthas, in those texts, they even categorize the various doubts. And the answers are also categorized. They are called Siddhi Granthas. They have a special name called the Siddhi Granthas. But generally people don't think that much. Even for limited logic, even if you want to give some kind of a tarka or some nyaya or logic, people run away in Vedanta. If you introduce such Siddhi Granthas, no one might even come. But if there are such doubts, we have to answer them. If there is a student who has such a doubt, we cannot say, I won't tell you. We have to try to answer them. So in those instances, the Siddhi Granthas, they come in handy. So, nissamshayam samyak avekshitaha chet. If we get the conviction, then shrutaha padarthaha. Then the teaching, padarthaha, padarthaha here means teaching. So, and what is the teaching now here? That is what again we said, brahma satyam jagan mithya jivo brahmaiva naparaha. Brahman is the only reality. Jagat is only an appearance on Brahman. And that Brahman, the reality, is none other than I myself. This is the essence of the teaching called Padarthaha. This teaching is given here as Padarthaha, this term. And this Padartha, Shrutaha. Shrutaha means which has been heard, which has been received through Shravanam. This Vedantic essence, Padarthaha, received through Shravanam, Shrutaha. Punaha na vikalpyate is never doubted again. Na vikalpyate. Let any rational person or any logical thinker question me. And actually Brahma Sutras, other philosophers are allowed to question. Sankhya philosophers, Vaisheshika philosophers, Purva Mimamsakas, Bauddhas, Jainas, all of them. Every single person is allowed to challenge. No challenge can stand in front of this teaching. So, na vikalpyate, there is not even a bit of doubt, not even an iota of doubt. And if you don't answer those doubts, what will happen? You have to suppress the intellect and go by blind belief. We don't want to convert Vedanta into a belief system. Vedanta is very clear. Vedanta can never be converted to a belief system, where there is no scope for reasoning at all. Vedanta is not a matter for belief, but it is a matter for understanding. To convert it into a belief, one has to suppress the intellect. Suppressing the intellect is the greatest tragedy, because the Lord has given the human being alone the intellect to think, analyze, and to know. And therefore, we have to allow the intellect to question. And we should be satisfied intellectually also, convincingly to ourselves. We don't have to convince somebody else. We have to be convincing to ourselves. Therefore, vikalpaha nasti. That means intellectual satisfaction is there in this teaching, and that is what a person should strive to gain. We'll stop with this shloka for today and continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yapara samaheshwarah. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Narayana.